Well, I think there was just sometimes the headsets goes out and you kind of have to have a set play that you go to, and it was just a process of figuring out that the headset was out and then going to my call. And about the time I was doing that, the call came in. So, you know, we wasted some time there and wish we could have it back.
You've been out there before in the NFL games, but what was the experience like your first time out there as a Brown? What was running through your mind as you were out there in the rush of events?
Well, it felt good to play. It is tough to kind of get tossed in on a 3rd and 10 late in the game, but you know, I felt comfortable. I felt like the guys around me really just calmed me down and kind of talked me through it as we went. And you know, once we got going, once we got in rhythm, once we scored that first touchdown, it's just football again.
How demoralizing is it to lose a game like that? You bounce back with the touchdown, obviously to tie it. Tremont gives you the ball, and you're right there.
Yeah, it's always losing's always tough, but yeah, to lose that way, and you know, you always think what could I have done differently or better to put us in a better situation, and you know, at the end of the day, we just didn't get it done, and it's tough to swallow.
Can you talk about, you know, just how Josh battled back out there, and just how tough it was to see him leave with that collarbone injury?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first and foremost, I hope Josh is healthy. We obviously don't know exactly the extent of his injury, and but probably one of the toughest guys I've ever played with. You pretty much have to drag him off the field. His arm was falling off, and he went back out there to try to keep fighting and keep playing. So, and he's also helped me a ton to get to where I am in this offense and learning. And so just wish the best for him and hope he gets healthy.
Was the way that he fought like that and the way that he went back in there like that almost sort of an inspiration to you that you felt like you needed to kind of finish the job?
Well, he's always an inspiration, but I you know, I'm going to approach the game the same no matter what.
On the touchdown drive, just kind of winging it because you haven't had that much preparation, or do you feel fully confident out there?
No, I mean, I feel the plays we're running, the system that we run, is what I'm familiar with. So it was just a transition of terminology, and you know, being in the game really is the only adjustment. So after that first play, you know, 3rd and 10, we come off, go back on, get a completion, put a drive together. Like I said, just playing football from that point.
Benjamin looked wide open. Did he look that open to you?
Yeah, he looked really open. He looked open. The please don't miss him. He's so open. So yeah, like they were, you know, quarters coverage, and I had a little pressure from the left and kind of stepped up underneath it, and he did a good job getting behind him, and you know, it was a lot of fun. Wish we could have finished it off.
Were you just doing the best that you could there at the end, that without, you know, without the headset? I mean, was it just kind of a little bit of chaos and confusion? It seemed like it.
You know, I didn't really feel that. You know, I feel like I really try to just stay calm and those situations, the louder the crowd gets, the calmer I want to be. That's just kind of how I want to operate in those situations. But like we said, we wasted a little time, and that happens. So, but we can learn from it and do better next time.
Did you think you were out of bounds there on the slide?
No, my thought there was I knew we were in field goal range, so I thought we'd run the clock down, bang a timeout, and kick a field goal. And we talk a lot about situations, and Coach Pett does a good job with us and those types of things. In hindsight, probably just run out, let him control that. But I knew we were – time was down. I thought maybe we could burn time out of theirs. And just, you know, looking back, probably should have just stepped out and maybe tried to get a little closer for a field goal. But I knew we were down on time, and we weren't going to be going for a touchdown.
Moving forward, is this one of those deals where you got a taste, it's nice to play, you'd really like to play again next week if Josh can't?
You know, it's been a wild year. Yes, it felt good to play. You never want to play with a guy getting hurt. It's never how you want to get in the ball game, but we all know that happens. So just come back in next week, get ready to go, and just see what happens, see where Josh is at. See where Johnny's at, and we've said all along we just want to root for the room, and whoever's playing, play their best and give us a chance to win.
How did you think Johnny handled the week, and then, you know, being able to be dressed tonight, and how did all that go?
I think he's handled everything really, really well. Been an awesome teammate. Has really helped me since I got here, and just helping me get caught up with the offense and all those things, and just the entire environment in the room has been really positive, in my opinion.
It sounded like there were some people cheering for Johnny. Did you hear that?
I tried not to. He just kind of just play football.